We're going to look at John chapter 9, verses 1 through 12. As he passed by, he saw a man blind from birth, and his disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "It was not that this man sinned or his parents, but that the works of God might be displayed in him. We must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." Having said these things, he spit on the ground and made mud with the saliva. Then he anointed the man's eyes with the mud and said to him, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. So he went and washed and came back seeing. And the neighbors and those who had seen him before as a beggar were saying, "Is this not the man who used to sit and beg?" Some said, "It is he." Others said, "No, but he is like him." He kept saying, "I am the man." So they said to him, "Then how were your eyes opened?" He answered, "The man called Jesus made mud and anointed my eyes and said to me, 'Go to Siloam and wash.' So I went and washed and received my sight." They said to him, "Where is he?" He said, "I do not know." So this passage is still during the Feast of Booths. And remember, the Feast of Booths has imagery of both light and water in the liturgy of the feast. And Jesus is here going to step into some of that water imagery. And this scene is also worth comparing with the scene where Jesus healed the man who was sick for 38 years. There's a lot of parallels, comparisons, and contrasts between them. So you might want to go back and review that as we go through this passage. Notice also Jesus' instantaneous desire to just simply bless this guy. I mean, he didn't ask. He didn't look for signs of faith. He just brought blessing to the guy. So a few things about this passage. First, the disciples ask who sinned, his parents or him, that this would happen to him. I think it is a universal human temptation to try to attribute causes to sickness, spiritual or moral causes to sickness, to find the blame. And this passage and Jesus here cautions us against doing that. He simply rejects the notion and says, no, it's not the parents' sin or his sin that brought this about. Notice that Job's friends did this, right? Job had all these terrible things happen to him, and they are automatically, well, not automatically, but in time assuming, it was probably something you did, Job, that brought this upon you. And again, Jesus rejects that logic in this case. Instead, Jesus treats this situation in this scene as an opportunity for God to work. And I think that's a great way of viewing all such situations, not who's to blame, who did wrong that this happened, but what can God do here? What is a work that God might be able to do here? It's an opportunity for glory, not a situation to find out who's at fault. And then he makes that statement about we must be at work as long as it is day. And notice Jesus says we. And so I think this is important. Jesus is the first missionary. He keeps saying he's the one sent by the Father. In fact, I think he may call himself that more than anything else. And now he says we. So he's bringing the disciples into his work and trying to get them to think like him and work with him and see situations like this as opportunities for the Father to work and not just as doing a little theology of who's to blame. We're all missionaries, and opportunities happen if we have our eyes open for them. We don't even often have to make them happen. They simply come in our path if we have eyes to see them. And then the strange thing about Jesus making mud pies and putting them on his eyes and sending him. Some see in this scene a little bit of a connection to the creation account of Adam, where Adam was formed out of the dust of the ground and God breathed into him. There's an intimate forming. Others see a comparison to Naaman, the Syrian who comes to Elijah and asks to be healed of his leprosy and is sent to wash, to be dipped 7 times in the Jordan River. And I think all of those perhaps comment on it, but I do think that this seems to be a kind of a faith and baptism scene. Will this guy believe in Jesus? He will if he goes and does what he says. And what he tells him to do is go wash. And before he sends him to wash, he anoints him. So I think this is very much a scene of belief, of faith, and then baptism, and God working through that that trust and that obedience. And I love the response. So everybody says, "Is this the guy or not?" And he says, "It's me, guys. It's me." And they said, "Well, what happened?" Notice this guy knows who healed him. The man who was sick for 38 years didn't. But this guy, even though he was blind, knew it was Jesus who healed him. And he said, "Well, this guy, Jesus, healed me." And I love what he says. It's in the Greek, it's very succinct what he says there at the end. He says, he told me to, he made these mud pies, put them on my eyes, and then he told me to go wash. And he says, "I went, I washed, I received my sight." It's kind of like Caesar's Veni, Vidi, Vici, right? He says, "I went, I just did what he said because I believed him, I trusted him, I washed, and I came up receiving my sight." I think this is one of the simplest expressions of faith in Jesus and its consequences. I trusted him, I washed, I received my sight. Now, I also want to point out that there is definitely more here going on than just the healing of his eyes. Remember, all through John, water's not just water. It points to something deeper. All the things, bread is not just bread. It points to something deeper. Sight of the eyes is not just sight of the eyes, but it's speaking about seeing the truth, knowing how life works. And this man, as you follow him in the story, goes from seeing Jesus as a man to worshiping him. So he's actually progressing into more sight, into seeing, even after he's healed of his physical sight. Notice, too, the opponents of Jesus in the leadership in Jerusalem are going to be going progressively blind as they resist Jesus. And so, again, this man was literally healed by a miracle of Jesus, but it is calling our attention to a deeper insight that the truth will set us free, that we need the truth. We need the truth about Jesus. We need the truth about ourselves, and we need to walk into the light where he will show us how life works. And so the question that I think this passage ends with is, are we blind, or are we responding to Jesus and going and allowing him to lead us into the light? May we follow Jesus into the light. Amen.